speaking of the ACMs, joining us now on the ticket hotline is our old buddy, our favorite octogenarian. It's Jesse the Usher, who happened to be the head usher last night at the AT&T Death Star at the ACMs. Good morning, Jesse.
How are you two youngins doing this fine morning?
We're doing okay. Great. How are you?
Oh, I have to confess I'm a little bit tired this morning.
Up late?
Oh, I was up late. They had a program at the AT&T Stadium and I was out there.
Yes. Yeah, that's why we're calling you. We wanted to find out what the evening was like.
Did they show the ceremony on the picture box?
Yes. Yeah, it was on CBS last night.
Oh, okay. Dan Rather hosted on TV.
No, it was Blake Shelton and Luke Bryan.
Oh, yeah. So I was a head usher there, so I was in charge of manning the stage door for the show, which is the most important job at AT&T Stadium other than the job of guarding Jerry's toupee collection. His wigs are very expensive. They're made out of all sorts of expensive exotic materials. I think one of them is American of Christ or something like that.
Man, hadn't heard that.
Maybe it's Peter or somebody. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I tell you, that was a big crowd they had out there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a funny moment at one point. As I was working that stage door, this gentleman tries to get in there, and I'm preventing him from getting in there. He clearly wasn't authorized to be backstage at the country show, but it was funny.
Well, why was he not? How do you know that?
Well, I mean, he claimed his name. He said his name was Darius Rutgers or something. I don't know.
That was Darius Rucker.
Yeah, whatever he said. I thought it was Rutgers, but, you know, he's trying to say he's a country musician. It's really funny.
Well, he is. Yeah, he's actually a country star.
What's that now?
He's a country music star. He is.
Did you see Tony Romo doing what he does best, throwing a pass that doesn't really get him anywhere?
Yeah, we saw that.
Yeah, Tony Romo and that Luke Bryan, boy, that's a piece of work. They was writing that sketch in the green room right before the show. They was really cracking up, too. They thought that was going to be great.
Yeah.
That's about as failed as that hold he had in that Philadelphia game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the Seattle game. Yeah,
Seattle game, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, it didn't go over all that well.
They was laughing. I don't know if the TV showed it, but old Romo threw his back out during that pass.
He did?
Yeah, I had to drive him to Parkland in an open-top limousine right there during the show.
Parkland?
That's weird.
That did not happen.
There's a closer hospital to the Death Star.
What's that now?
Never mind.
I'll tell you something else. I'll say this to you and to the Lord and everybody. That Miranda Lambert makes my Depends go taut.
Yeah, she's something else.
Ooh-wee, that's a pretty girl right there.
Yeah.
And tell you, one look at her can reverse your vasectomy, I'll tell you.
I don't know about that.
Only woman that makes my pants go more crazy than Miranda Lambert is that Jean Jones.
Hey, now come on, Jesse.
Tell you, that is one well-preserved woman right there.
Yeah, she's very pretty, but you don't need to be talking about the owner of the Cowboys' wife.
Tell you, all that afternoon wine done a good job of pickling herself in more ways than one.
All right, Jesse, stop it.
Good to me. I take over that Miranda Lambert. You may not believe me, but I actually prefer them after they ain't got no monthly happening no more.
Okay,
right.
Now, Jesse, we're on the air.
I don't need more children in this world.
Yeah. I mean, you have.
Oh, I got about 10. I got a whole passel of them. That's a 10 or 12.
You do?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, I don't like to put a hat on it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, we know what you're saying.
I picked that up from these athletes I work around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
hey, let me. You boys watch that Megyn Kelly.
Yeah, every once in a while.
I wish she would go off on Obama a little bit more sometimes.
Okay, well, Jesse, we should move along.
Okay, now.
All right, we'll see you. That's Jesse the Usher, who was allegedly there last night at AT&T Stadium.